From Colorado Public Radio News, I'm Anna Pinoca. The state's 69th General Assembly convened this morning with a lot on their plates. Colorado Public Radio's Megan Verlee reports.
Oh, say, can you see?
The day started with all the usual pomp and ceremony. Lawmakers with their families and friends in tow crowded both chambers for the many rituals that accompany the opening of the session. In his first speech after taking over as head of the House, Speaker Mark Ferrandino praised the role of the state legislature.
It is our job to keep an open mind and a willingness to bend, if just a little, for the good of the whole. It is our job to question our preconceived notions. If you're having trouble questioning your own opinions, talk to someone on the other side of the aisle who will happily assist you.
Democrats won't necessarily have to do much reaching across the aisle, though. After the November election, they hold solid majorities in both chambers, and some in the party are already talking about using that power to tackle controversial issues like gun control, the death penalty, workers' rights, and hydraulic fracturing. House Minority Leader Mark Waller says his party will put up a fight if Democrats go too far.
I mean, obviously, if they push legislation that does not create opportunity for Coloradans, or in some way inhibits opportunity for Coloradans, absolutely we're going to oppose that legislation.
One sign of the new Democratic control, Republican leaders are sounding resigned that two bills they killed last year are sure to pass now. Civil unions and a lower tuition rate for undocumented immigrant students. Senate Minority Leader Bill Cadman.
If they're going to pass with the numbers they have, then they're going to pass. So my inclination is that they will come quickly and they will go quickly and we will move on.
The new General Assembly sworn in this week is unusual in many ways. Mark Ferrandino is Colorado's first openly gay Speaker of the House. The state has the largest percentage of female legislators in the country and is tied for the most openly gay lawmakers. Five legislators are African American, 12 are Latino. This session is also notable for its inexperience. More than a third of the lawmakers who raised their hands for the Pledge of Allegiance Wednesday are new to their offices. Representative Jared Wright is one of them. The Mesa County Republican did serve as a legislative aide in the past, so he has a leg up on some of his fellow freshmen.
I knew where the restrooms were at in the building and all those usual tourist type things, but still, it's different. Actually being in the seat, it's certainly a big honor, and an honor that needs to be upheld on my part.
That's a sense of responsibility legislative leaders hope to encourage. Senate President John Morse made it the theme of his opening day speech. Afterward, he said he wants Coloradans to be proud of their legislature, even when they don't agree with its policies.
I want to make sure we do our work in such a way that there will be aha moments for the public on a regular basis, where it's like, those folks really get it, and they're really working hard to get it right.
Lawmakers have a lot of work ahead of them, tackling all the issues on the agenda from now until the session wraps up in May. Megan Verlee, Colorado Public Radio News.
On this opening day, Megan asked a few of the lawmakers what legislation has them most excited this session.
Greg Brophy, state senator from Ray, Colorado.
One of my bills, which is drawing a lot of attention, would allow a parent to purchase their adult but underage child an adult beverage at a bar or a restaurant.
I'm Senator Mary Hodge, representing Senate District 25, which is Eastern Adams County. We are going to work on a bill that says that water and storage is presumed beneficial to beneficial use and can be carried over. It seems to me like common sense, and I'll probably find out, like all water bills, there's no such thing as common sense.
I'm State Senator Ted Harvey from Highlands Ranch. I am running a bill to allow school districts and charter schools to allow their teachers and administrators who have concealed carry permits to be able to carry their concealed firearms at school in order to protect themselves and their students.
My name is David Ballmer, and I'm proud to represent Senate District 27, which is part of Arapahoe County.
The Medicaid expansion underneath Obamacare is going to cost Colorado over $800 million over the course of 10 years, and my bill says that none of that money can come out of K-12 education funding.
I'm Lois Court, state representative from House District 6, East Central Denver. What am I working on and excited about that I think is the most important thing? Constitutional reform, the same thing that you've heard me talk about for 4 years. I still want to change the threshold for the Constitution to be changed at the ballot. I think that that's crucial to the future of Colorado.
Voices from some of Colorado's state lawmakers on the opening day of the session. This is Colorado Public Radio News.